Robert O'Connor, chairperson of Relay for Life Donegal, of course, a fantastic weekend there at the ATU campus in Letterkenny. The return of Relay for Life for the first time in three years due to COVID and the like. So how resounding of a success was it to have all those people there, all those fantastic musicians and artists supporting the event? How was the event overall?
The event overall was a success in that we were able to have one for the first time in 3 years. The numbers were certainly down on previous years, but we were getting feedback from a lot of people, particularly our survivor community, that they were just a little bit nervous about, you know, coming out so soon after the restrictions that had ended. But there's no doubt all the sporting events like, you know, Champions League and Donegal and Derry and that yesterday did affect the numbers. But the crowd who were there were good and they enjoyed it. And the entertainment was fantastic, absolutely amazing. We had artists on stage from, you know, 4 o'clock on Saturday before the event even started. People came early, they weren't able to make it over the weekend because they had other gigs elsewhere, but they wanted to be part of it. Daniel and Magella O'Donnell came both days, Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, the artists who were there, they were just fantastic. But I'd say our patron Daniel was just amazing, the support and that he gives us.
And of course, support from Daniel, support from the public at large. Now, of course, this as well as a fundraising exercise in part two. So do you have any indication as to how much money could have been raised by the events over the weekend?
At this stage, we're probably sitting around about 49,000-50,000. But I've no doubt that there will be other monies, you know, come in. There could be another, you know, generally, another 10,000-20,000 could come in on top of that. That might be really been overly optimistic. But I know there were people doing things for us, doing raffles, doing collections. Hegarty's Garage this Thursday have a novel one. They're pushing a car from Bridgend to Letterkenny around lunchtime, and they were doing a competition to sort of see people, €2 a line, I think it was, how long will it take them to push the car from Bridgend to Letterkenny. So things like that going on that we just, you know, you just don't know what sort of fundraising that would take. But I say that the money is great. But we honestly always stress at Relay for Life that the educational piece of telling people about cancer, letting people see people who were survivors there yesterday who are telling us they're 27 years cancer-free and they're survived. You know, years ago, that message wouldn't have been out there. So the education and awareness piece is at least as important to us as the whole fundraising effort is. But the fundraising is important because without money, the services wouldn't be there. But education and awareness has to be up there to par with it, Daniel.